Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Roleplay Swan Song. It is week 34, and I have no idea what the fuck's going on in Swan Song. <As you do. laughs> I know we were something. We'll figure it out soon. Let's find out what everyone's
that up shit, to. Man.
Let's find out what everyone's been up to. We talked to you on Monday. Anything else going on in your crazy, sex-filled, drug-filled life? That is
I mean,
life.
Just pretty
sex,
much
drugs and weed.
Just that, you know. Yeah. Obviously, yeah. Trying to think.
You make any good jerky lately, Wheat? You jerk anything?
I have not made any jerky in the last 72 hours or whatever. Sorry, 48
how about,
hours.
How about vaping? How's your vaping going?
My vape game is strong, you guys.
Good. I'm glad. I'd be upset.
Happy
both
to report. I'm still vaping away.
Do you have a meter on your wall that has vape game and it says like really, really good or not good at all?
Wicked
smog
on the two polars.
It's just constantly broken out of the end of it. Yeah.
My vape game is always A plus.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
A plus. Caught up on television. You know.
Did you watch Shield Agents Shield yet?
Not yet.
Are you caught up on that yet, Jeff?
I watched all of season two. I don't know where to watch season three other than
on I think
TV.
You can just watch them on ABC.com.
Oh, like .com? Okay.
The overlay's not broken. You guys are just drunk, man. Take a step back.
What's wrong with the overlay?
There's nothing wrong with it, man.
Nothing.
Does the sheet autosave, by the way,
drunk.
Adam? Do I don't?
Yes. Yeah, it should.
Now I'm just staring at the overlay trying to find what's wrong.
I know. And it's totally normal, right?
Everything's fine. We're all fine here.
Oh, okay. I see what they're saying. What the hell is that?
No.
There we go. Nope. It's fixed. It's fixed. We're good.
Oh.
Everyone was a little bit hazy. We're not. Not everyone smoked a little. Yeah.
We're just all vaping.
Yeah, we're just all vaping right now.
Just all excited about the vape.
Yeah. I could go into why that happened, and it's not my fault, but no one cares. Anyways.
The overlay's not blurry. People at home, you're all drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
There. Facts from Adam Coble. Wheat, what are you drinking? It's out of a can.
Ichiban.
Oh.
Kirin Ichiban. Good drink.
Not usually a can guy, Wheat. I don't know. What's your hipster
not
cred
usually,
just went down.
But you know, I am going with the strategy of drink whatever is in the fridge. Mm, and that strategy is working out for me pretty good.
If I did that, I've got some ciders, and I really don't want to drink ciders tonight.
Ooh.
That's too much sugar for me, man. So I'll just keep drinking the sugar-free Red Bull, if you know what I'm saying.
There you go.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go. Steven, you look disgusted by that.
Like, Red Bull, like, I drink it every once in a while, generally if there's vodka involved. But, like, if I'm not out drinking and trying to stay up until 2 a.m., like, Red Bull is way too much energy to pour into my system all at once. It's like I can feel my veins starting to vibrate when
I drink.
I thought
you were a streamer now, man. You got to stop sleeping. That's what we all do.
Yeah.
I get like 9 hours of sleep a night. It's terrible.
I wish I got that.
That's quite a few.
I haven't slept since last February.
It's a lot. It's a lot of hours of sleep, and I need it or else I feel completely exhausted.
Wow.
And it's annoying. Why?
Usually as people get older, they need less sleep even, I feel.
Yeah, no, yeah. But I'm still a spring chicken.
Are you down to 9 hours, or is it up?
I'm actually up.
Interesting. Mm.
Yeah.
I think 9 hours?
Yes, I do.
It's a lot. I'm on about...
Holy shit.
I'm on about 6.5 a night.
It's nice when it happens.
Past 2 months.
You've been at what?
6.5 the past 2 months, about that. Each night. It's not bad. I also drink way too much caffeine as of like 2 weeks ago. I had two Red Bulls and two venti coffees yesterday. That's too much fucking caffeine,
that is
you guys.
Too much.
I'm actually just gonna like fade away soon.
that's just a lot of fluid. Like, it's a good thing you're a tall dude because that'll fill your bladder up right quick.
Oh yeah. This is the episode where Eric carries Higgs on a psychic platform the entire show.
Great. It's easy. That's how Higgs would want it. That's how Higgs would want it.
Float me, Eric.
Yeah. Steven, what's going on in your life?
Not that much. I'm really excited about my new streaming initiative called Twitch Makes Games. So I started that on Monday, streamed a bunch of like random small tiny games, and then we're gonna make some together. So I'm really hyped about that. So
nice. Have you played Magic Circle?
No, I haven't. But everybody's telling me that I should. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm interested, but also it feels a little bit too on the nose for me to be like, oh yeah, definitely.
Like, says the guy who liked the Beginner's Guide.
No, I didn't like the Beginner's Guide because it was about making games. I liked it for different reasons.
That's fine.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably check it out.
You should.
I've seen it. I saw it at a couple of PAXs, and it looks interesting.
Yeah, also, I know Wheat, or not Wheat, sorry, Zeke played through it.
And the voice actor is Jonas Venture, or not Jonas, Rusty Venture. And all I can hear when I'm watching somebody play that game is Rusty Venture.
I see.
So,
I see. Yeah. There you go.
Rough times.
You cook anything lately?
No, because my macaroni has lasted me until now, and it's about to run out. It's going to run out by this weekend. So now.
So are you officially announcing a new cooking stream?
Not yet.
See how shitty this is? See how fucked up this is when this shit happens?
You should definitely tweet it. Be like, Steven confirms new cooking stream.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
And then I'll be like, damn it, JP. The tables, how they've turned.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. There you go. Jeff, your hair slicked back. What happened?
I just showered.
Oh. Okay. I mean, that'll happen.
It happens once a month.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about just
it once a day?
Have you ever thought about getting it like kind of short on the sides, and then just always combing it like that?
Yeah, my hair, like I guess a lot of people don't necessarily know this. Like Anna, 2.5 years ago, was just like, "You should grow your hair out," and I was like, "Okay," because she really likes it long. So I'm just doing it for her.
Uh huh.
That's not the story that I've heard.
What's the story you've heard?
I've heard the story that you growing your hair out because you felt like that was a challenge, that there was a challenge in there somehow.
Is this from Anna's?
Was there a... Yeah, okay. Yeah.
No.
Although I saw your beautiful locks. Interesting. You have like Thor-like locks. Very impressed, Jeff.
Appreciate that. No challenge.
Okay.
She just asked me to, and I did. It's something different. I'm okay with like doing different things, but I'm actually like a really no-fuss kind of guy. And long hair is a lot of fucking fuss.
Yeah, you gotta do a lot of shit.
I don't really mind it that much, except on days where like I've just traveled, you know, like fly in from Sweden or some shit, and it like is starting to get in my face, and I pull it back, and then like a strand comes out, then it's in my hands. And there's one time I got so tired and exhausted, I was on a flight, and it was just like so fucking gross into my face and stuff.
Did you ponytail
it? I sat there. No, for 2 seconds, I was like, I'm going to rip my hair out. I actually thought about it, and I didn't do it. But that was like, that's just something that comes to insanity. Like, pulling your hair out is really painful and pretty extreme.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to fucking tear a grip out. And then I didn't do it. Then I came home and was like, Anna, I'm like, I'm sorry, I got to cut my hair. And she's like, okay, you know, it's all fine. And then the other day, I got out of the shower, brushed it back, and then, like, dried it and looked in the mirror. I was like, sometimes it looks pretty damn good. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep it for a little while longer.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's a story about my hair.
There you go.
Yeah. More than we ever want to hear. But yeah. Otherwise, home, we got the build-up to BlizzCon, so really excited about that. A couple other little media initiatives will be really fun. And then yesterday, a rumor came out that more Terranids are going to be released in November.
Yeah.
Which is, like, so funny, because I just proudly told Anna, I was like, you know what, honey? I've got everything I want. It's all painted. I don't need to buy anything. And then, like, literally the next day, they're like, hey, just a rumor, but it might be gargantuan, giant, monstrous, awesome Terran. And so I was like, holy fuck.
You might need to... Right now.
Rumors of a Nid November. Ooh, I gotta go look at that.
You might need to scan your house for bugs, because apparently you're giving them too much money that they have your house bugged. They just know what you want.
It's true. I mean,
I actually would wonder if they have like timed how or like planned timing how long it takes people generally to like buy all of the current run, paint it, play a couple games with it, and then get to the point where they're like, I think I have everything I want, and that's when they release the next set for same army.
I'm sure
they probably do that on purpose.
It's funny because they didn't used to do this. Like Games Workshop was famous for like a codex would come out, which is the rules for the army, and then there'd be models, and then that's it for like as many as 3, 4, 5 years.
Yes.
Sometimes the game's been around for 30, and that
prior to 6th edition, it took a long time.
And then with 6th edition, they were like, you know what? I think actually, if we just release something just about every other week, will make more money. And they've been right. And they have. And they've been releasing something every other week. But for people out there, like, I have two armies myself, which is a lot, actually. A lot of people usually just have one. They're not, like, continuously releasing everything that I collect. And I'm not going to do a third, fourth, or fifth army for now, at least. So...
But now, how many armies do you have, Jeff?
Well, I have Adeptus
Mechanicus. You got Nids, Mechanicus. That says nothing else. You didn't have a third one.
No, but like my Adeptus Mechanicus army includes Colt Mechanicus, Skitarii. I have several knights, and then a Clexus Assassin. So it's not
I only have two armies. They're 487,000 points each, but you know.
Yeah. I have two full armies. That part's true. I did not get like... I don't have a playable army. I have the options to play like 9 armies of the armies I own. Oh. I'm a bit of a fanatic. So that's fun that. And other than that, I've been reading... I just went on a nostalgia kick, and I bought up these Spawn Origins books, which are really cool. You can get them on Amazon, but they're just like $15 to $30. It, you know, kind of varies from which bookstore you buy them from. But it's hardcover, and it'll be like Spawn 1 through 10, and then the second volume is 11 through 20, and so on and so forth. Really great way to do it, because I read them as a kid, and Spawn was a huge... Todd McFarlane Spawn, for I guess if anyone doesn't know them.
Yeah.
It was a huge part of my childhood, and I just was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to get them, and these books are the best way to do it with gorgeous artwork. So it's really cool. That's what I've been reading.
There you go. I haven't read Spawn or even thought about Spawn in a very long time. You know what Spawn had the best of? And this is something that actually can't be argued. They had the best action figures from comic books ever.
Hands down.
Those things were fucking amazing.
I never read Spawn, but it was the first... I had a couple.
Because they were kind of the first action figures sort of intended for like adult collectors, right? Like the X-Men action figures were for kids and the DC action figures were for kids. But Spawn was like, well, kids aren't reading this shit. So Todd McFarlane, here you go. We're going to make some action figures.
Yeah, like that's
very
one,
true.
The red cape Spawn. And then there was also the angelic Spawn.
Redeemer. He's my favorite.
Redeemer. Yeah, that's the best one.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
I'm going to see what that looks like. For those that want to see it, Google Spawn Redeemer. The toy's actually not that good. It's all right.
They made a statue. Like, as a kid, I had the toy where it actually had, like, a battery pack on his back, and it lit up the sword arm. It was still my favorite, but I agree with you, it wasn't that great, because his legs were kind of weirdly... They just moved at the knees, and then the arm could do, like, an uppercut, and that was about it. His other hand was curled. But they've come out with a statue of him, and he's... I haven't seen in a little while, but it looks pretty incredible.
Yeah. Oh, wait, is this... I think
there's a couple. One of them looks pretty lame and one of them looks pretty badass.
This is the image I always remember because it was the cover, and I didn't read any of these, but my brother did, and it's the one I don't want to show this on stream because they could definitely just take it down, but it's the one of him like wrapped in the fucking angelic wings with the sun basking.
While we're on the subject of Spawn too, I don't know if anybody remembers the Spawn movie, but the soundtrack to that might be the most 90s thing ever made, despite I think coming out in like 2001. I don't know if anybody remembers that. It was like new metal bands and trip hop bands. They like put them together.
Trip-hop.
It was like
this.
Yeah, it was terrible. Like just god awful. But go back and like look through, if you know anything about music from the like 90s or early 2000s, look at the list of the bands they put together. It's
a little scary.
It's messy.
It was, for what it was actually a decent movie, too.
It was all...
I really didn't mind it.
Wasn't John Leguizamo
Yes, John Leguizamo was the clown.
He's the Violator.
Or the Violator, yeah.
Who's the clown? John's the Violator.
Yeah, same guy. But yeah.
I'm not the Vindicator. I'm not the... I'm not Violator. It was cool at the time, man. And it's actually, isn't it like, what's the guy's name that plays the main CIA bad guy? Not Kurt Douglas. Michael Douglas? Can't remember his name. But like
Kurt Cameron?
Pretty well-known actor.
Emilio Estevez.
Oh, God, no.
I'm sure this is funny somewhere, guys, but no, none of those names.
What?
I don't know. Michael Jai White?
No, it's, when we know the name, it's
Michael J. Fox.
It's his dad.
Is it Michael J. Fox's dad?
Not his dad. Who's the other one? Chat's not helping. I hate this 30-second delay.
Richard D. Fox.
Martin Sheen. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, Martin Sheen.
You guys, like, now it comes out. What? Emilio Estevez. Martin Sheen's dad. Come on. Young Guns, like, it's all there. It's just right in front of you. You just needed to keep unwrapping it, Jeff.
Yeah. Close.
Guys, I don't know what just happened.
No, Emilio Estevez, Martin Sheen's son.
Someone said Anna Paquin in Twitch chat. We're going to go with Anna Paquin. I nailed it. That's the one.
Oh, perfect. It doesn't matter. Anyways, it's a decent movie. For what
it's
fun.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Just like Mortal Kombat is a decent movie, and then everything after that.
Did you remember the Mortal Kombat movie where they had Mentaro in there, the fucking centaur-looking guy? I think that was the third one.
Oh, they made a third one?
I think it's so bad. It's just a joke.
Yeah, then they had Shiva in there with the long hair. I think his name was Shiva.
The first one belongs to a pantheon of movies of its time that use the same song either as the opening or closing credits. There's this really crappy Orbital song called Halcyon.
Oh, that song's amazing.
It's in everything.
Right? That's not crappy.
It's at the beginning of Hackers. It's the end of Mortal Kombat. It's in like a bunch of other stuff.
Why would you make fun of Orbital, man? They're the shit, man. They're my jam. I love Orbital.
Because of that reason. Because they're just like, I don't know, here, PR guy, go and sell our song to everyone who will take
it. That was actually like my first I think I remember that as probably the first electronic music I ever listened to.
It's right up there with like Moby and The Prodigy for early.
Hey, yeah. Moby was pretty great, man. Moby was pretty great.
Trying to think of
new movies will come out and still have Moby songs.
That's
in it.
True.
Crazy.
Didn't he sell like an entire album for commercials? Like one.
Yeah,
like, he
basically is just doing that now.
Yeah, he just made an album and sold every track off of it for commercials.
He just goes so like, all right, there you go.
He's the Stephen King of music.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he is incredibly prolific. There's something to be said for that. He's got how many albums does he have? Let's see. Moby Disco.
You know what? In all
it's only that one, that Bombs Over Baghdad one or whatever.
If it wasn't for Moby,
sorry, what?
Bombs Over Baghdad is not a Moby song.
Sorry, it's a lyric in his. In
if
his,
it was not for Moby, every fucking commercial would be dubstep. Every single one.
That's true. So,
thank you, Moby.
Yeah, he's released 11 albums plus.
Holy fuck. 11 goddamn albums.
That's a lot. Moby. And how long has he been, like, when was the first one released? 1992. So in 23 years, 11 albums?
Wait, he did the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack?
He might have produced it, but he didn't do it. I have that soundtrack.
Moby's blown. I need to watch that movie. That movie's a good fucking movie.
It's a great movie.
I need to watch that again. Good movie.
Have you ever read The Source?
Don't fucking ask me. Don't sell me your shit, Wheat. I don't want to buy anything this week.
I'm
already buying
a
dehydrator.
I'm feeling extra comic book guy because I'm wearing an Outcast shirt that was given to me by none other than Rob Kirkman himself.
So. Nice.
Hey, you
actually,
got to
I'm lying. I'm lying.
Does he still have his hand sweat on it? Did you wash
it? A medium, and I then asked Dan to get me a large. So it halfway.
Wow, so yeah, it's a great story. Snubbed fucking... I can't believe he did that. Like, what if he hears about this, Sweet? What if he knows that you returned the shirt that he gave you?
I'm just being honest.
It's friendship over. That's terms for termination. Grounds for
termination. He's gonna make you give it back, Weed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, go home and get that.
Give me the shirt. Give me the shirt. Give it back.
Weed's just crying. No, I'm sorry.
I don't want to, Mr. Kirkman, please.
I'll never do it again.
I'll dress up as a zombie. You can do whatever you want to be. I don't know why we're making fun of
Wheat. That went to a weird place.
Yeah, JP.
I'm sorry. Look, Adam.
Yep.
What's going on? Save us.
Save us. Playing some Undertale. Digging it. Only took me 20 minutes to get through the music puzzle.
I heard about
I was thinking
that.
About...
I came into your chat just after that music
puzzle. I was thinking about this because, JP, you mentioned playing... I can't remember what game it was. We were talking about playing games on stream and like puzzle games with lots of puzzles in them and how irritating or frustrating it was. And I was like,
never play a puzzle game on stream.
20 minutes through the puzzle, I was like, I was like, look, you can leave if you want, but I'm going to keep doing this. So here we are. And I'm like kind of, I'm not tone deaf, but I have a really bad memory for music. So I'm like just back and forth from the room where you listen to the song to the room where you're supposed to play it on the piano, just over and over. But it feels good to do puzzles. That game is amazing. It's like probably pretty close for me for game of the year. We'll see.
I've heard a lot of people talking about it.
Yeah, I really liked it. It's very fun.
I know.
But, like, how does it compare to the beginner's guide?
Don't even fucking start with me.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Oh.
We're gonna have
shit,
like a,
guys. They're
you,
fighting.
You and I are gonna have a whole. We're gonna have a separate stream where we just talk
about it's
exciting.
Chat, can I just tell you, last night at 10, Adam was like, Steven, are you busy? Can I just call you to rant about the beginner's guide? And I was like, Yes. So Adam called me at 10 p.m. last night, and he just ranted for like 20 minutes. I was like,
It was like, I looked at the timer. For 8 or 9 straight minutes, I was just like, let me tell you why I did not like that game.
It was awesome. I loved it.
Nice.
But
so I can't wait until we stream and we have a stream about that guide, because it was really fun to hear your perspective.
It's not good.
It's not good.
It's just not good.
Just not a thing I would not recommend to play. But Undertale is the opposite of that. Undertale has been fantastic, so I'm excited to finish that next week.
Good stuff. I think we can begin the video game. I think everyone's spoken for a while. We're good.
We're happy. Taking up the rec.
Do you want to? Did we talk about a shirt?
I don't know if this is the West Marcher shirt is live, but this is Swan Song, so I don't know if I want to. I'll advertise it during the breaks, not in the VOD.
Fair enough.
Then you should use this opportunity to be like, hey, if you didn't buy a Swan Song shirt, get fucked.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Ask people about that shirt. That might be the most requested thing, like merch-wise, is to bring back the Swan Song shirt on a limited run or something.
Yeah. It's a pretty slick shirt.
It's a pretty good shirt. And the same person that designed that.
Need to buy two.
The same person that made that design is the one who did the West Marches. So I'm just saying, you know. Someone also said that they were going to get the West March's design on their back as a tattoo, and I said, please don't do that.
Well, I mean, it can, but then you'll
JP would wake up in cold sweats with, like, the responsibility of the show. Yep.
I would just kill the show the next day.
Yeah, as soon as that happens, we cancel it.
We have to cancel the show if someone gets
that. It's not even about canceling it. As soon as someone sends you a picture of the tattoo, you're like, cool, the next episode, super racist and, like, sexist, like, for some reason, like, got really weird. Like, all right, everybody, we're all playing Nazis now. Yep. So it's a game about war crimes.
It's the Nazi marches.
Yeah.
Or you just inexplicably rename it to East Marches or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, God dang it.
There were copyright issues with the name of the West Marches. So
we just changed it to
the Southern Reaches.
Yep, there you go. There you go. All right, let's begin. Because I honestly, we played last Monday, right?
Yeah. It's been a week and a bit.
Okay. Last Monday, I think I was coming off a 24-hour stream, so I actually do not remember what the fuck happened.
You were just starting. That was the very beginning of your like 27-hour awakeness.
No, that was West Marches. See, it all blends together.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. This was the Monday after.
I like how it's excusable when JP can't tell us apart, Steven, but when you start thinking you're GMing the shows, that's when it gets weird.
Well, Adam, it's like I was GMing last time anyway, so...
So the important things from the last session. Norse MacGyver was trying to build an improvised EMP device to stop the nanite-powered, now maybe psychic... AI that's plaguing this station. Yep. It's been harassing you. It revealed itself as the Warmind, cuddliest AI in the sector, which was giving Alpharius some issues. Alpharius was feeling a little triggered, I think. Mm-hmm. And so that happened. You found the lab. And we're assembling the pieces. You have the capacitor you need. You have the wiring from the maintenance. And literally every non-zomboid you have encountered on the station has been shot in the head at least once. Like everyone.
By various party members.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it wasn't just
it's not like one person flying off the rails here.
No, this is the whole...
I'm pretty sure I'm not.
I was surprised by people's reaction to that because
killed anyone.
The like mad scientist, like the experiments must go on. And we're like, all right, stand back, and he just like keeps walking forward and fidgeting, acting weird. We're like, everything about this in our training as D&D people is if we don't kill this guy, he's about to blow us up. And then we're like, why'd the fucking party not kill the obvious mad scientist? Like. Is DAE Jeff an idiot, you know?
DAE like, Jeff like, an idiot.
I'm like, no, sorry.
To be fair, the point is that whatever any of us do will be the wrong thing to some portion of the people absorbing this content. But
GM Chad, they've got it. They know what our characters should have done and would have done if we hadn't played our characters wrong, Jeff. I love you, Chad.
It's true. But it is interesting watching, like, because it isn't just, like, that one made sense, but it isn't just that. It's the general sense of, like, urgency to get to the murder place has really like lifted, I think, in this situation. So like with what's her name? I can't even remember her name. You killed her so fast. when she was trying to get you not to activate the trams, and Higgs was like,
nope, dead. Yeah, that's right. No, so like, Higgs killed the woman. Yeah. Jeff, did you kill somebody? Because yeah, I shot
the guy. Got to the back of my head.
Jeff killed the guy in the hab section.
Okay, and then I was the one who killed the scientist.
You killed the scientist. Yeah.
God, that's awesome.
Yeah. Piani, you're the only one. You're the only one whose hands are unstained. I mean,
before chat comes out, in before chat, well, technically you did kill that AI that, you know, you discovered. So, you know, don't think your hands are...
That remind me of like a comic book store manager voice.
Yeah, right, he's comic book guy today.
That was great.
Comic book weed.
Need to make a character for that. That was fantastic.
Yeah. Voice. But how to make it female.
I know. It's always the problem,
just
right?
Just pitch it up. It's fine. Things are a little tense. There was a like a VI or some kind of like thinking computer that was attached to this like device you had to disassemble, it was spouting all kinds of weirdness before you disconnected it. It seemed to recognize Piani, and then was taken apart or disassembled in some fashion. So you're in the lab, the Warmind knows what you're up to. So what do you want to do?
So we've got all of the items that we need now. So how long do I think it's going to take me to assemble this thing? Could we get on a tram and I could assemble it on the way, or?
Depends on where the tram's going.
To the core.
You're in the lab. It's a half-hour tram ride to the core, but you don't have core authorization, not by a long shot.
Okay, so take the access card off of the scientist that Centauro, we shot.
Evelina Centauro doesn't have, like, she can access any of the level 2 locations, okay, but the core is a level 3.
She's got level 2 clearance. Okay, who notices that?
I mean, I think you're probably distracted trying to like figure out how long it's going to take to make the thing.
Yep.
I don't know. Somebody, Alfarious maybe?
Noticed what exactly?
Oh, just the you can't get to the core from here on the tram, because you don't have the security clearance to get there. Mm. Piani also, because Piani, you're the one that's been handling the map, so you would know. You would know that.
Are me and Alfarious still guarding the doors? Or has that stopped?
I think...
Yeah, we were fighting, like, Zombie Horde last time.
Yeah, I guess... I think that you have the doors, like, barricaded for now, but they're, like, pulling it open. So there is some urgency, for sure.
Well, I think I'm just dealing with the Zombie Horde, then. And I would think Alfarious is as well.
Yeah, I think didn't we end with the termination of the AI and like it just hit its head up against the glass, and then that was like how we closed out.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think we're still at the door. Like we cleared them out, but that's our mindset, is that we're waiting to be sieged, and they're handling the technical stuff.
Well, I mean, if like we did that so we could pull out what the capacitor, we needed, right?
Yep. Yeah. So we've got.
We would head back, right? In that time.
Yeah, I mean, like,
you're,
I guess
all in the same area. Yeah.
Okay.
Eric probably like grabs it and he says, "I have what I need. Should we get out of here?"
I kind of just maybe like run up to Eric. I'm just like, "Hey, we got to get out of here."
What a good idea, Mr. Higgins.
I know. I just had it. It's totally original. Let's. We need Alfarious. Can we clear that door out? That's the only exit, right?
There were two. There was one that was like closing.
There's three exits total. There's the one that leads to the tram station. There's two that lead out into the exits from the labs. And then there's and that's it. And then one of them is broken. One of them has been like grenaded out of
the way I remember. It's like we entered this way, And then on our left was the exit that like the that all ferries threw a bunch of grenades out and blew the door off. So that exit is basically like open no matter what. And then on the right is a set of like it was like an airlock, right? Or like a clean room, and the zombies were like breaking through and the doors were closing.
Yeah, to get into the lab from any of those three entrances, you have to go through the airlock thing first, the clean rooms.
Cool.
Okay, well, I think we just start going through. I would think that the place, the entrance that we came in from.
Does that tram station lead to the core?
I don't know. Do you want to just make a run for the tram?
I think like at this point, Eric's like, I have what I need. Let's get to the core. That's what I say.
Okay. You don't go with Chopper?
That's for later when everything's going to start blowing up.
Yeah, that's
get to the chopper.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, I follow him.
Okay, all right. So the tram, it's got a simplified like control. It's not like it just goes one direction. So the tram has a selection of locales that you can choose from. The menu shows basically different tiers of access. So you just punch in wherever you're going, and it'll take you there. And it shows by proximity, so it's laid out in kind of like a ring. You currently have access to everywhere on the ship except for you can't make the tram go to the core, and you can't make the tram go to administration.
So it won't even go there. We need to like swipe the badge to get it to go there.
There's nothing I could do.
You can get from here to you can go to maintenance, habitation, the docks. You can go back to rec. You can go to the greenhouse. You can go to something called Games and Research, and then there's the core and administration that are blocked off for you.
Chat, you know what this is? It's a good old fashioned dungeon.
Space dungeons.
I guess we get on the tram, and Eric's like, "Okay, let's go to the core. Let's go to the core." And then someone is like, "Shut up, we can't.
We kind of have to make it there. We need a better access code."
What do you mean?
It's really fucking simple. You just need a different, like, it's your better access.
Higgs, Higgs backs up into the group with his plasma pistol, like, very close to him. He's just kind of, like, walking around. I slam into you guys. I'm like, Piana, do the computer stuff and make it happen. Just kind of, like, walk back.
So everybody's on the tram now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So the doors in the lab get broken open, and you can see like a cluster of people move into the labs. They're sort of shadowy from here because you're looking through two different plasteel like doors, and they're like pulling open the doors to get into the clean room.
I'll just go to whatever the next segment is, because if we decide to go past it, then so whatever the next segment is, I think you said. I don't remember what you said.
The line from the labs to the core is direct, but you can't access it. If you want to leave the labs, Games and Research is the nearest station.
Then that's the one that I hit.
Okay, sure. All right. You hit it, and yeah, I think the tram doors close, and a bunch of people like break through the clean room, and they come up, and they like start like bashing against the glass of the tram as it like whisks away into the darkness.
Yeah.
So you got about 10 minutes before you arrive at Games and Research.
Okay. I guess Eric is going to sit down and start trying to piece together this thing. Is it all one roll, or is there like multiple rolls spread out?
We'll do like an extended roll to assemble it. We'll say you sit down to start working on it, and do you want to try to assess the project now, or do you just want to get working? Because if you start and you don't know how long it's going to take, you have to make the roll and just stick with it till the roll's done.
I'm going to assess, and then we'll get started depending.
Okay, make a tech, post-tech with intelligence.
Tech, post-tech. I've got that.
Can I help if we're just assessing?
Yeah, if you have post-tech, you can.
I do. Well, I have zero in it. But
yeah. Perfect. Yeah, that's okay. That's enough to be trained.
That's having of it.
So, Piani, roll yours first, and then Piani is
Piani
of no help.
Not going to help out.
Yeah.
Attribute intelligence.
Piani's like, yeah, cut that wire, and then you do in the whole
thing. Yeah. Ooh.
Sorry, the PDF said, okay.
You guys are something shitty today.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
I'm
you
rattled. Can't
know. Like, you look at the parts that you have, and it's like, yep.
We need structure gel for it to all bond together.
If you start working on it, and I'm like, it's 2 hours in, and you're like, I bail, then you just throw the roll, and you'll have to reroll it, success or otherwise.
Yep. Okay, well, I guess like I sit down, I look at it, I'm like thinking from my mind, and I say, you know, I don't know how long this is going to take me. I think we should try to find somewhere a little more secure than a tram so we can assemble.
Well, we've got to find better access codes anyway, so which of these places is going to have someone? It's got higher than fucking security level 2.
You said administration, right?
We cannot go there.
Yeah, if you hit administration or if you like try to get more information, it just says administration inaccessible without key card or appointment.
Can we make an appointment?
I mean, there's probably like a UI thing for like, would you like to make an appointment? But
awesome.
What?
Click, can I hit click it? Yes, Piani, click yes.
Okay, yeah. So you click it and it says, like, please wait, connecting. And like, there's the three little dots just go like, doot, 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 and just like hang on that.
Well, then obviously, as a seasoned computer user, I hit back and then I hit it again.
Yeah, trying to reconnect.
And then back and again and then back again and back again.
Sure. Yeah, just trying to get access.
Yep.
Okay, so I think after the third or fourth try, it's like, it appears you're having problems. Would you like to speak with a virtual intelligence?
Yes.
No. No.
No. Like, no. Piani, what have you done?
I just like reach over and push no.
No.
Well,
it's like, Piani, you can't talk. The computers
because
are against
it's the
us.
War mind.
It's the fucking war mind. Piani, god damn.
The other one wasn't the war mind.
Yes, it.
That was a research project, Piani.
That was a research project.
The one at the door.
The one breaking through the glass.
When I was with Higgs.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was at the very beginning when you first came in. The VI you are talking about is the same VI that was talking to Alpharius. It's very much possessed by the Warmind. System administration VI or whatever.
Yeah. All right.
See, like, go to push, and you're like, whatever, never mind.
Look, Johnny, can't go talking to any of you're alone out here without a computer. I know that's not information you're going to be comfortable with, but just cool it, all right? Just fucking cool.
Be cool.
Just be cool, man.
Like Fonzie.
We'll get out of here alive, or we'll die together. One of those two options is going to happen.
Well, maybe we'll run into somebody else on our travels, and we can take their security clearance.
Have I given them my card yet, Adam?
Which one?
The one that I took at the beginning off the person.
That's what we had to use.
Yeah, that's the blue. That's the like second stage card you've been using so far. Yeah.
Okay.
How much longer? We're fucking there yet.
You can get there faster in a wheelchair. So, yeah, I mean, it's a 10-minute ride. So you wait. There's like annoyingly cheerful like elevator music as you go, and you feel the momentum of the tram. Yeah, totally. Elevator music from 1,000 years past.
Great.
Yeah, it's a really still nice classical.
Goddamn 1,000-year-old elevator music. So it takes 10 minutes, and you feel the momentum of the tram start to slow, and then there's a tone, and the voice, the pre-programmed voice, is now arriving at Games and Research, and you slide into place. Games and Research is a mess. So when you pull into the station, the station itself is trash. There's like debris everywhere. Part of the wall looks like there was an explosion inside and has like blown out the panel. There's a hallway that leads basically straight ahead off the tram station.
Oh, I didn't realize we'd been here already. I guess we should go somewhere else.
Derek, what the fuck are you talking?
It just looks like the kind of destruction we would. Oh, okay. Let's go.
Is
I said there was dead bodies with holes in their skulls everywhere.
Are there any bodies upon initial inspection?
No. There's several dark like smears on the floor that look like they could be blood, but from this distance, it's hard to say.
Do they look at all like the nanite sludge that's leaking out of the guys we've been killing?
No, they're not. They're not like sparkly in the way that the nanite stuff was.
Alfarius, I need you to check the perimeter, and we'll be right behind you.
He looks at you and nods, and then takes point.
I think we just start moving.
Okay. So Alfarius, you're gonna lead. Who's behind you?
Probably me.
Okay. So Alfarius, and then Higgs, and then Piani.
I'll go last.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Eric. Okay. So the four of you are moving up this sort of like burned out hallway, and there's like broken LED panels above you, just kind of like hanging down and flickering.
How's yeah, so like we have enough light to see?
Yeah, it's not dark. But yeah, you start approaching, and then Alfarius, you see movement ahead of you. There's like a T intersection. And you see someone like run across the intersection.
Okay. I kind of I turn back to him and say context spotted. Let me move ahead to see.
All right, yeah, we'll be right here.
And then I kind of hunch down and sneak up there. I mean, you know, yob over.
I look back and I'm like, if he dies, we're just gonna run, okay? Just be right. Just wait for the word. I just kind of like lean back forward, waiting.
I'm keeping my eye out behind us, just watching our six.
Okay. All right. So, Alfarius, you here. Let me just draw it out for you. I'll move you guys over to the other map. Here you go. So the hallway is here.
Oh, and
there's a T intersection here, and you saw movement go from here to here on the other side. So like across the hallway.
Okay.
So where do you want to move to?
Just like the junction, so I can look down there and see.
Like how basically everyone in the group's ping color is a slightly different shade of green.
Except for me.
That's right. Okay, so where do you want to go? Jeff, you want to move to, because you're moving up the hallway this way, do you want to go to like this corner here?
The part that he ran, you know, looking for the guy, so.
Yeah, I guess I just want to know where you're at, because I know that later when I'm like, you get shot at, you're going to be like, yeah, but I said I was going to be on this corner.
The corner wall.
Right there,
looking past it. Yeah, I'm not gonna like walk down the middle. I'm in like military mode, so
sure.
Up against the wall, like, looking around the corner.
Yeah, you're kind of like crouch running. You're doing the roadie run, and then you like come up to the corner and then peer around. Okay, all right. So you get shot at, but we won't roll because you're hiding it. The shot fires past you. It's a ball of plasma about the size of like a, I don't know, like a soccer ball. Just goes ripping past you, and explodes somewhere on the other side. Yeah. And you can see,
is that heavier weaponry than we're used to getting shot at us?
Yeah, definitely. And when you look around the corner, because you're just peeking quickly and then taking cover, can you make make an intelligence skill test for me?
I've never heard of an intelligence.
If you have perception,
I have a zero in perception.
Okay, yeah. So just roll the perception skill.
Yes.
Not bad.
Okay, cool. So it takes you a second for your brain to process what you saw. So you look, and then you come back, and it's like, oh, what the fuck? And then you put it together. So there's a big shape that fired at you. It was maybe like 9 or 10 feet tall, vaguely human-shaped, but you can see that it was made up of like metal pieces and then also like human flesh. And like one of its arms that was like holding this like plasma thing is actually made up of like several other pieces that have been like fused together, like so a couple of arms and then a hand made up of a bunch of hands holding onto the end of it. The thing doesn't really have a head, and it just seems to have like melded together a bunch of like pieces from the walls and the floor in with whatever like human parts that it had, and it's got a big like tube shaped thing with a bunch of like pipes coming out of it that it fired at you.
So I see the person that ran by at all or anything like that?
Yes. Yeah. This thing is standing in front of them. So whoever was like ran past behind them.
Hmm. And you said there's flesh and metal. It's obviously yes. an abomination. Okay.
Yeah, it's some kind of hideous metal and flesh thing.
And what kind of, is it bipedal? Is it on treads? What are we
Yeah. It's on big, thick, like, elephant-like legs.
It's a Hellbrute.
All right. Fantastic. I think, do I have cover from where I'm standing?
Yeah. I mean, it can't see you because you're around the corner, so.
Oh, so it's just shooting down the aisle, you think? Not necessarily at me?
Yeah, I think it was firing to, like, just suppress in case you came running around the corner.
Interesting. Okay. I think I would hold position,
okay.
kind of up against the corner, look back at the group, and say, I would look at them and be like, and then just like a text would come across. It's like some kind of weird giant monstrosity. It is most likely a combination of nanomachines and pieces.
Do we have this? Well, go ahead.
So I was going to say, we have the aisle that we came down, and then this T section, right? But there's behind us is just the tram that we came in here on?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the tram is down that way.
So yeah, I say that, then I just hold action. And I'm so for your benefit, Adam, if it starts marching towards me, just go ahead and give me a nudge. But otherwise, yeah. you know, I'm not exposing myself, and I'm just kind of peeking at it and telling the group what I saw.
And like these two, like to the right and... To the right and to the left are basically the only two options that we have to go. There were no other corridors for us to look down earlier.
No, you There's basically like... stepped out of the tram station. This is the hallway that leads yep. to the first hall that connects it yeah. to anything.
Wow. And this is games and what?
Games and research.
And research. Yeah. Huh. Well, I say, I could stick a grenade... very close to it, but I'm running out of my capability to do that.
If I look around in the corners, do I see any sort of cameras?
The station has like regular security cameras at various points throughout the hallways.
Piani, how easy is it to get that feed?
I mean, is there, like, any sort of control boxes I could jack a data pad into and not put myself in?
Maybe you could hack into the computer on the tram.
Yeah, there's a bunch of places around here that you could... if they're still working, right? Because a bunch of the wires are fried and stuff. There's
yeah, I'd go for the wall first.
Okay, all right. Sure, yeah, so you walk over to, like, an area where the wall has been, like, broken away and there's a bunch of, like, comms piping sticking out. If you have a minute, you can like strip a wire and like
I'll just start stripping.
Okay. All right. Make a computer's test. And it's not a question of whether you can do it or not. It's about how quickly you do it. So.
Right. Okay. Computers is what is computers? Why doesn't it doesn't automatically case, do it?
Yeah. In this case, you're trying to do it quickly. So let's say use your dex.
I mean, I don't think it matters. Enough.
Yeah, that's true. Only your wisdom. Okay. All right. So while Piani is like stripping the wire and like setting up the connection, Alpharius, you hear some like noise, like a kind of like tearing noise, coming from around the corner. It doesn't like it's not like footsteps or like a weapon charging or anything. There's just this kind of like. Wet ripping noise you can hear around the corner.
I'm gonna take a peek, Adam. I'm gonna take a hot peek at that.
Don't do it, Jeff. It's gonna be some sort of like bio creature disentangling itself from the main body. It's gonna come running at you. It's gonna be gross. Don't do it, man.
So you peek around the corner. The thing has set down its like launcher, and has its hand around its other like wrist and is pulling its own arm off.
I told you. GIF?
Go on.
What's that?
Yeah, like the crab gif.
Yeah, he's doing the crab gif.
Yeah, he's ripping his own arm off, and you see it hold it and throw it on the floor, where it kind of like lands sideways and then picks itself up on little metal legs and starts moving down the hallway towards you.
It's the fucking thing, guys. One of us is probably it.
Why did it rip its...
Just to send it after us.
Yeah. So the thing is, like, moving towards you now.
Oh, so it's not moving, the little
no,
thing.
No, but it just pulled its arm off and threw it on the ground, and now its arm is, like, ambulatory. Like, it's up on this, like, sort of metal hand, and its arm is sticking up, and it's kind of, like, moving down the hall towards you.
Okay. I will...
Oh.
I will this back away from the corner to the group and say... I just kind of say to them, prepare yourselves.
Okay.
All right, let's roll initiative.
All right.
That's just a D8 plus dex, right?
How the fuck do we roll the initiative? Okay, D8.
Well, it's different for each of you. Some of you have D6.
Do we?
Is it? I don't think so.
It's the same. It's whatever the initiative on the character sheet is. It's going to be a D8 shit. Plus or minus.
That's what it was.
Pow!
Hey, we did. Yeah, no, 3.
Was that not right?
My dex is minus 1. Hold on. Let's roll that again. Does that work better? I'll go ahead and take that 2 instead of the instead of the 1, Adam.
So you rolled a 3, but it should be a 2.
It's whatever your first... Yeah.
I was just... You know, the second was just a test to see if the macro was working.
Uh-huh.
It's fine.
Yep.
I was not trying to get a higher roll.
Okay. Okay, I gotta roll 3 of these. One sec.
You don't like that the macros are smaller?
Adam, you know, cool, awesome macro that automatically rolls and then puts it into the initiative for you.
Yeah, but you need tokens.
And I'll just slide that in your direction. Afterwards, yes, you do need to use tokens.
Yeah, see, they're all. That's why. All right, so I rolled pretty similarly for all of them. Let me add all y'all to the order. So, Piana, you got a 6. Is that right?
Who?
Yeah. Piana, oh, sorry. Yes.
It's okay. Eric, I got a 9. Nice, Eric.
9.
Okay, and then Alfarius, you have a 7.
Yeah.
And Higgs, you have a 3. You said
a 2.
You? Okay. All right. So Alfarius. So y'all have some time because Alfarius gave you a warning, obviously.
So we got a free round, right?
Well, it looks like it, but Higgs, you're on the tail end. So let's sort these. There we go. Okay. So Eric, you're the first one to react after Alfarius gives warning that like something is on its way.
How does like moving and shooting work? Can I like run up to the corner, shoot, and then run back?
No, you move, stop, do a thing, or do a thing, move, stop. You can't move half and then...
Can't split it up.
Yeah.
This isn't 5th edition, boys.
That's right.
Okay, I'm so low on power points. I've got 4. I don't even have enough to suck them straight out of Piani.
Takes a lot of willpower to do that.
It does. I think if I had 5, I could. But I don't... Okay, so, like, how far away is this thing? Has Alfarius given us any indication?
No.
Crap. Yeah, I'm, you know what? Tell, like, is this an accurate scale here?
Yeah.
Like, this is actually 20 meters down the,
yep.
there?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. I'm gonna grab my spike thrower off my back, pump it once, chunk, chunk. And you hear, like, you know, 5 shells load into it or whatever.
Yeah.
And I walk up to the corner. I lean down. Like, I get down on one knee, look around
next,
the corner,
so like
brace
next,
it.
Next to Alfarius. Because if Alfarius is up with his back against the wall, you're going to get on the other side of him. Okay.
Yep. And then I just lean around the corner, take aim, and blast.
Okay. So you can see, for the first time, the, like, hulking sort of shadowy shape of the thing further down the hall. Dripping material from its shoulder socket.
Yeah.
You see the thing that's flipped up on its hand. It goes to about where its elbow would be. It's maybe like a meter tall. And at the top, it's like roiling and there's like wires spilling out of it. It seems to be reforming into something on top of the severed like arm chunk.
It would.
That's the closest to you. And you can see 3 or maybe 4 less gargantuan shapes. Crowded behind the big thing, which is now reaching to pick up its weapon.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay, that sucks. Yeah, I take aim at the closest arm thing, which is how far away from me?
30 meters.
Damn. Okay, and I pull the trigger. Let me see what kind of like bonuses I get with this weapon I'm using, spike thrower.
It's fully automatic, right?
It's at least fully semi-automatic.
Yeah.
Let me see. At least.
I mean, it's a semantic difference when it shoots all five shots at once instead of in quick succession.
It might be the sort of thing I can fire.
You can.
Burst fire.
Do you hold it sideways for kill shot, or you just do normal shot, do you think?
Under the leg.
A spike thrower can fire burst fire, so I do burst fire with the spike thrower. Right. Yep. Cannon's cool. Plus two to hit, and damage uses up three rounds of ammunition. Okay, so... I'm going to roll my to attack roll, and you're going to have to guide me through whatever I need to do. So, attack. Its AC is what?
Its AC is 3.
3. Submit. My attribute modifier. I'm using dex, right?
Yep.
That's dex. Plus 1. Submit. Other modifier. Is that where I would put burst, for example?
Yes.
Okay, plus 2. Oh, homina, homina. Whoa. Rules 0? What is that?
I feel like you didn't roll correctly.
It's a 12 plus 3 is 15, so it should be an 18. Oh, it's because I put in a plus 1.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and Roll Tony hates it when you do that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, don't put in the plus. Just put in the number.
So okay, I got an 18, which I missed.
18? Okay, all right. So you fire, like, the rifle kicks back into your shoulder, or the shotgun kicks back into your shoulder, fires the spikes. It's not that you miss it. Like, they plow into the meaty trunk moving towards you, but it doesn't slow it down or seem to hurt it.
Yep.
Alpharius, it's your turn. You've got Eric crouched next to you, taking up your firing position. What do you want to do?
He's crouched, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Then like the British colonies before us, Adam.
Yeah.
I shall stand above him and fire at the... I guess the hand thing is the closest, right?
Yes, yeah, it's the closest thing to all of you.
Then I will unsheath my mag rifle off my shoulder and shoot at it. So what is its AC, please?
Its AC is 3.
Same as the Hulk?
No, that's what Steven was shooting at.
Yeah. Oh. I thought I shot at the...
He shot at the arm thing. You're shooting at that too, right?
Yeah, I'm shooting the arm thing. Then I'm normally plus 6, so just plus 3, so 15.
Okay, take a shot. It doesn't slow down.
I'm gonna use my what is it called?
Your
switch
thing?
Block actuators.
Okay, all right.
What's that look like?
What's that do again?
Who are you?
It's the same thing that Mr. Sicarian had, where like basically my body just kind of like I don't know how I get to do an action again is what it is when I'm at minus 1 dex, so my AC goes down.
So maybe the first shot is like a computer simulation in Alpharius's mind, right? Like we just see like the VATS type of a thing where like we should see the thing and he's like trying to assess the target, and his first imagined shot goes wide, so he just like reassesses and then his body just like pulls itself into a different position and fires.
I still miss them.
Okay. So yeah, right into the mass of the thing, and it like splits open in all these like wet filaments, and then wraps kind of back together and keeps like crawling toward you.
Wait. Did it like split itself open to avoid the shot?
No. It as soon as the shot hit it started to burn and split away and just let the part that got hit die and fall off, and then just pulled back together and around the wound.
Damn.
Piani, it's your turn.
Did I get the feet up?
Yes, it's up at the beginning of this turn.
It was up at the beginning, or...
You can do something with it now if you want. You're basically done.
Well, all I have is the feed.
Yeah. So you can see behind the thing. You can pull up a bunch of different cameras in this area. The camera behind it, you can see that there are 3 people dressed in, like, civilian clothes, holding weapons. They're holding, like, rifles, like laser rifles. They're using the thing as cover. And you can see it, like, closer now. It has several pieces of human-like faces on both its back and, like, its chest area. Some of them have been replaced with, like, camera equipment for their eyes, or, like, a speaker where their mouth would be on its torso. And they seem to be talking to it. You can't get audio feed from this, though.
Okay. Cool. It's probably really encouraging.
I mean, yeah. I can't
You can
really...
do it, buddy.
Keep going, man. You got this.
I can't really shoot right now, so I will just hold my action, then.
Okay.
I mean, and really all I have access to is just the cameras, right?
I don't know.
Is there
I mean, this is just the camera banks for this hallway. If you want to start digging through the camera directory looking for other stuff, you can.
Is there how do they extinguish fires in here?
There's an automated
is it
like system
halogen?
You can activate. It's like a foam spray. A foam. Yeah.
Okay.
You could access that.
Is that a cat?
Yeah, she's just providing the sound effects.
I would like to see if I could access that hallway.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. I mean, you can spend your turn getting the fire control systems available to you in this hall. Sure.
Okay. I will.
Cool. All right. Let me hold on. I'm gonna re-add you guys because it's not. We don't re-roll initiative in this, do we?
Nope.
No.
Okay. So,
don't believe so.
Yeah. Alfarious. And Eric and Gavin. Okay. So the big thing is gonna go, and then we'll go on to Higgs because break ties for PCs. So the abomination, yeah, picks up its, and you can see this, Piani, and like we just see it from your perspective. It picks up the gun basically, and kind of like jams the tail end of it against where its arm was like ripped off, and the arm starts to like merge with it, and then it lifts it up underneath with its other hand, and turns it towards this corner, and fires a shot.
He used the whole turn to put that motherfucking thing on and then fired a shot? Like,
used this turn to stick it on and...
Damn!
Yeah, I had to use a whole turn to activate some fucking foam. This guy...
Maybe...
Damn.
Maybe he's just better at computers.
Maybe JP should get on the argue with the player side
so that we don't fucking die. Damn.
Alright.
Damn. Shame on you.
Adam, I don't know how to roll for this, but I'm gonna bicycle kick the soccer ball of plasma back at him.
Alright. Cool. Sure. Intense luck save. You have to be wearing your anti-plasma boots, though.
It's like, so roll me a 100, and if you get
you gotta
a...
spend two turns putting on your boots. Okay, so it's not firing at a particular target. It's firing to destroy your cover. It's trying to blow the corner away. So I'll roll and I'll give you guys a big bonus to your AC and less damage if it hits you. So let's see. To hit, attack bonus 4, skill 1. Okay, so Eric, what's your armor class?
Character sheet. I think it's 5.
Okay. And Alfarious? Sure.
Without my dexterity, I'm a 0.
Yeah, okay. It's 5.
Why would you be? Oh, because you're wearing like a suit. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Right, so you get 0. Whoa. All right, 5, 0. Whoa. Okay. So this will be the shot for Alfarious.
You're dead. Actually, no, you live. You'll live.
It's gonna be me.
No. Yes. I rolled a 1, so it's 5.
Yeah, I knew that, but.
Okay.
Eric, on the other hand.
4, 7. Okay. All right. And then the to hit roll for Eric. Hang on. So it's also not a hit.
Yeah.
Okay. So the two of you managed to avoid getting hit by the blast, but the blast takes out that corner, so you have to like fall back into the hallway.
So there's this lurching hand thing in front of us. Shouldn't it perhaps,
get blasted?
See if it gets hit, maybe?
No, it moved out of the way, and it wasn't standing in the area it was getting shot at.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, it's not super convenient, but I get it.
Whatever, it's part of the thing. It moved out of the way. All right. Higgs, you are up.
Is it?
I remember my first exposure to the Jeff rules lawyering.
Not even rules lawyering. It's just like fictional position lawyering.
Yeah. It was good.
Rules lawyering.
Jeff is good at that.
Rules lawyering would require that Jeff learn the rules first.
Oh shit! Oh,
sticks and stones, Adam. Sticks and stones.
Like, damn.
You'll notice that it's never like, well, actually, on page 237, it's just like, well, actually, you didn't specifically say.
All right, hang on, okay?
Tonight on this episode wake of up, The Salt
you
Song.
You
want to
wake up the rules lawyer. The creature fired an AoE blast shot that was able to hit two people in two separate locations, which had a lumbering hand reanimation monster walking towards it. But... You know, obviously, the hook shot around the corner with the eyeless hand.
I'm not hearing rules citations, so we're going to move on.
He's like, bro, you're my left hand. You know I wouldn't shoot you in the back. He rotates and goes, he's like, word to your mother. You can't see shit. Don't worry about it because nanobots. It's the answer for everything in sci-fi. Adam's got this shit under lockdown.
To be fair here, none of that sounded like it had any reference to the rules of the game we're playing, so...
No, just logic, Adam, which most games are based on, but yours, it's more like pixie dust and fairy.
No, it is, though. It really is.
Yeah. Nanodust.
And, like, weirdly...
Fairy bots.
It's really weird that, you know, your cybernetic implants just all happen to fail at once. It's the weirdest thing. I don't know. Should have got that extended warranty. The guy at Best Buy told you, man.
There's no rules in the book that say they can't.
I'm just waiting for this machine to get closer, and Mr. Sakarin's going to ram the fucking space. Laser cut into the room.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, we don't have a million years to do this game. So let's move on. Higgs?
How about we take a break? I just realized we're like 10 minutes over break time.
Perfect. Awesome. Really solid. Let's do that.
JP's too tired to take breaks tonight.
No, I was just like, we should probably take a break. So we're just going to do it now because I don't know when else would do it. We'll leave it. We'll let Adam and Jeff cool down, you know?
A little heated, Adam, right now. You really need to cool down.
They're breaking the mojo of the show. So we're going to let that, you know, sit a while and stew. And then we'll come back and we'll go into hour number two. For some reason, everything's driving, so don't go away. We'll be right back. We'll see you guys in just a bit.